It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Okay. Oh, this sounds funny. Hold on. There we go. How's that? Ugh, I got a new microphone, but... Oh, was that an echo? Ah, yeah, it was. Let's turn that down. Anyway, I had some headaches. But anyway, apparently my area, my computer area, is not, it's not as quiet as I thought. My microphone on the headset must have some noise canceling or noise buffering, because a lot of the ambient noise doesn't get picked up. So, the more you learn, I guess. Anywho, hello. Yeah, at work, on Friday, this database in the data warehouse just stopped updating, and nobody cares because it's just the data warehouse, but it's causing a huge impact on a lot of stuff. And so I've been rewriting this 10-year, probably 15-year-old program to try and bypass it, and it is driving me crazy. But anyway, we're going to talk about the news, because that's what we're going to do. So, hello to everyone in comm, like Claudio M, Havoc, Stug, X1, Raleigh, hello, greetings, Jazzmaz, wherever you are, and everyone that's hanging out, Snowdusk, hope you guys are having a good day. So if you'd like to join, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then from there, you'll want to run comm, that's C-O-N, you press enter, you press G for go to, then you type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then you press enter. Bam. Magic. You are in the anon radio room. Well, let's get going. Let's get started the way we almost always start.
World news.
That's right.
World news.
We're going into the world news. All right, so... There we go. Mortar shell explosion kills 9 children in eastern Afghanistan. Blast occurred when a food cart struck an old, unexploded mortar shell in Nangarhar province, officials say. An explosion in eastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan has killed at least 9 children and wounded 4 others. The blast on Monday took place when a cart selling food items struck an old, unexploded mortar shell in Baganan village in the district of Lalopar. According to a statement from the officer of the governor, Nangarhar province. So, here we go. The sad news. It starts already. The blast on Monday. A food cart hit a mortar shell, and then it blew up. The wounded children were taken to the regional hospital in the provincial capital of Jalalabad for treatment. No other details were immediately available. Afghanistan is among the countries with the most unexploded landmines and other ordnance from countries' decades of war and conflict. When ordnance detonates, the victims are often children. So, troubling stuff, you know, because these unexploded ordnance, we don't know if it's American or foreign or domestic explosives. It doesn't really matter because... If it doesn't have a label, you will just blame the other guy. So that's kind of a bummer. Don't worry, it doesn't get a whole lot better from here, but a little bit. A man was arrested for a bomb threat at a Doja Cat concert. A man has been arrested at a Doja Cat concert in the U.S. Oh, I got this out of order. After attempting to jump the queue by making a bomb threat. Fans had been lining up for more than 12 hours for the free show in Indianapolis on Saturday, when at 5 p.m. the man told people around him he had an explosive device in his backpack. Police cleared the area for 20 minutes, and the concert went ahead after they ensured the backpack was safe. The man had unrelated outstanding warrants and was arrested for those. The investigation into the bomb threat is still ongoing. So, surprise, surprise. And kind of a sad thing. In the United States, we just pretend like we have unexploded bombs around children. Well, what else is happening? Well, nothing too terrible, I guess. Not as bad as blowing up kids. Polish official fired after calling the Holocaust law stupid. A Polish diplomat charged with improving contacts with Jews worldwide has been fired after he criticized his own government's approach to regulating Holocaust speech, the country's foreign ministry said on Monday. Jaroslaw Nowak, the plenipotentiary for contacts with the Jewish diaspora, described a Holocaust speech law passed by his country's governing party as stupid in an interview last week with Jewish News, a weekly newspaper published by the United Kingdom. So what's it say? Well, Nowak also said Poland should pass a law on property restitution, a statement implying further criticism of the ruling authorities, who recently passed a law cutting off the chances for restitution or compensation for those who had property seized by the communists. Among those affected are Holocaust survivors and their heirs. Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau fired Nowak on Saturday. The ministry program, spokesman, Lukasz Jasina announced on Monday on Twitter. He did not give a reason. So, very interesting. Let's see. They don't mention it. Let's see what the... Let's use our power of the internet and search for Polish Holocaust law. Make sure we're on the same page. Alright, it appears that this is in relation to something called the Amendment to the Act on the Institute of National Remembrance, and is a Polish law that penalizes public speech which attributes responsibility for the Holocaust to Poland or the Polish nation. Article 2A, addressing crimes against Polish citizens by Ukrainian nationals, also caused controversy. Oh, I know what it is. The audio delay on my microphone is 25 or 30 milliseconds longer than it was on Friday. And so it's giving me a speech jammer. let's see, what's Raleigh got going on? It's time for the kids to jump the guy and check his bad after. Oh, yeah. You don't want to get the kids blown up. Let's see. So anyway, that's what's going on. The Polish law is about not being able to blame Poland for anything, and then they said it was stupid. So it was much less Holocaust deniery than it sounds like on the front of it. Hey, Dirty Rig, welcome, welcome. IKEA, so let's talk about COVID real quick. First to Italy, then to IKEA. Italy tightens COVID restrictions for unvaccinated citizens. People in Italy who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 are barred from restaurants or taking domestic flights. A study conducted in the United Kingdom says that T-cells from common cold illnesses may protect people from COVID-19, which can influence the development of future vaccines against the pandemic. Meanwhile, India began administering booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine to frontline workers and elderly people, with the Omicron variant behind an almost eightfold rise in daily infections since the start of the year. The key port of Tianjin may be facing China's first local outbreak of Omicron, less than a month before the Winter Olympics in nearby Beijing. So, lots of tightening of rules going on. Sweden's tightened restrictions. Mexican president calls Omicron spikes a little COVID. They've spiked 186% in Mexico. Slovakia is easing COVID measures as Omicron surge is yet to hit. So COVID, Omicron, still flying all over the place. But don't worry, IKEA has decided to cut sick pay for unvaccinated staff forced to self-isolate. IKEA has cut sick pay for unvaccinated staff, joining a growing list of firms changing their rules. The retail giant acknowledged it was an emotive topic, but said its policy had to evolve with changing circumstances. From this week, sick pay cuts will be implemented at Wessex Water, and in the U.S., several major companies have started penalizing unjabbed workers. It comes as firms struggle with mass staff absences and rising costs. At IKEA, unvaccinated workers who were required to isolate could now receive as little as £96 a week, the statutory sick pay minimum. Average wages at IKEA are between £400 and £450, depending on location, and, as is the case at many companies, staff get enhanced sick pay. The move was first reported by the Mail on Sunday. So, good night, Raleigh. See you later. IKEA employs about 10,000 people in the UK and said in a statement, fully vaccinated co-workers, or those with mitigating circumstances, will still receive full pay for self-isolations. So, and of course, you can be guaranteed. In the United States, there is no minimum sick pay, so you'll just not be paid. really, that's all you got to do to encourage vaccination. If you don't get vaccinated, you won't get paid. And if you don't get paid, you don't pay rent. And if you don't pay rent, you become homeless. And if you become homeless, then you disappear. You disappear from society and die. It's like you go into a weird purgatory. Anyway, yeah, so get vaccinated while it's free. Lithuania is paying a Guantanamo forever prisoner, Abu Zubaydah, €100,000 over CIA torture. Oh, yeah, of course, X1. That's another good source, too, is no sick pay, and they'll just come to work with COVID. I mean, it's not like it's debilitating for a lot of people, so that'd be great. You go into a... It's like, we can't figure out the link. Everyone who lives in this area is just totally sick and lousy with COVID. And it's like, oh, that's because we live near a minimum wage job strip mall, and that's where everyone goes. Or, oh, they live near this Walmart. Well, anyway, good one, next one. Lithuania has paid more than $110,000 U.S. to Abu Zubaydah, the Guantanamo detainee known as the Forever Prisoner, in compensation for having allowed the CIA to hold him at a secret site outside Vilnius, where he was subjected to forms of torture. The €100,000 payment comes more than 3 years after the European Court of Human Rights ordered the Lithuanian government to pay compensation for violating European laws banning the use of torture. It marks a significant shift in the treatment of Zubaydah. I'll say Zubaydah. I think that sounds best. Zubaydah, who had been detained by the U.S. without charge for more than 20 years. Zubaydah was captured in Pakistan 6 months after 9/11. The CIA and lawyers for the Bush administration attempted to justify his torture by claiming he was a very senior figure in Al-Qaeda. It emerged that he was not a member of the organization, and he has never been charged with involvement in 9/11. For much of the time since his arrest, Zubaydah has been held incommunicado at the insistence of the CIA as part of its efforts to prevent details of his torture from becoming public. Lawyers of Zubaydah believe it is highly unlikely that Lithuania would have made the compensation payment without approval from Washington. The situation is a lot less incommunicado when you pay $100,000 to someone and the whole world knows about it, Mark Denbo, one of Zubaydah's legal team based in the U.S., told The Guardian. This move is consistent with the idea that the U.S. is softening its position on the detention of forever prisoners. The U.S. could clearly have kept Lithuania from handing over this money, and the question is, why didn't they? And really, the question should be, why is the United States still allowed to... Why is it something so kind as a forever prisoner? I mean, the United States is like the largest terror organization in the world. I can't believe it. Anyway, so that's getting me agitated, which means...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We're going to play a song to try and calm down. And Dirty Rig's reporting that he saw that Robert Durst died, and he was convicted of the 1982 murder of his wife. I don't know who Robert Durst is, so I'm sorry. Anyway, let's play a song. Oh, Are you guys okay with a really hard song? Here comes a hard song.
Fascist government must die. 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 Fascist government must die.
Don't want to be too controversial.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF is powered by you. That first song that we heard most of was called Fascist Government Must Die from Poem Japan. And then we finished up with most of A Credit to His Gender from Good Riddance. Hold on one second. We're going to get the full title here. It has some characters that I cannot read, so I'm going to just paste it on in here. Oh, my terminal doesn't apparently support those extended characters. Well, that's frustrating. I don't know if it came through for you, but it's just a bunch of underscores for me. All right. Well, we got some more news. Don't worry. Plenty of world
news
and some other depressing news. So let's run through it. First, the deaths. There was a fire in the Bronx, New York. At least 19 people reported dead and dozens injured in a horrific apartment building blaze. That's right. lax regulation? Death? Those two are related? Man. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children. Hey, there's our magic number 9. 9 children. If you find more than 9 kids dead at once, you win the dead kid manhunt. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, after a fire broke out in an apartment building in the Bronx, New York. This is going to be one of the worst fires we've witnessed here in modern times in the city of New York, the city's mayor, Eric Adams, said at a press conference. According to the New York City Fire Department, the fire broke out just before 1100 local time on Sunday, beginning on the second and third floors of a building on East 181st Street. Approximately 200 firefighters were working to put out the flames. City officials say the blaze has left 63 people injured, including 32 who were sent to hospital with life-threatening injuries. At least 19 victims have died. The numbers are horrific, Mr. Adams said. Video of the fire from the Citizen app, shows flames roaring out of a window, along with a huge column of smoke stretching up to the top of the 19th floor building. Screaming and crashing sounds can be heard in the background. At Sunday's press conference, Fire Department of New York Commissioner Daniel Nigro said firefighters arrived at the scene within 3 minutes of the 911 call. They were met in the hallway with this fire, very heavy smoke, very heavy fire. The smoke extended the entire height of the building, completely unusual. Members found victims on every floor and stairways. Mr. Nigro said the fire began in a duplex apartment spanning 2 floors of the building and spread quickly because its door was open. He said investigators found the fire started in a malfunctioning electric space heater in an apartment unit spanning the second and third floors. Survivors of the fire described the horror of finding their apartment suddenly filled with smoke. "We were just trying to breathe," Wesley Patterson, a 20-year resident of the building, told New York Times. "I went to the store last night. I saw Ice Girl, DGC, and..." Oh, hello, Tobe. Welcome, Publius. Yeah. What? I don't know. Mr. Patterson said he tried to open his window, but it burned his hands. When he finally got it open, more smoke from outside rushed in. "I was yelling, 'Please help me. Please come get us,'" he recalled shouting to the firefighters below, but they couldn't get to him. After about 20 minutes, the fire department members pulled him and his family out through their window. "I'm glad we made it out safe, but I still can't believe it happened," Mr. Patterson said. Resident Sandra Clayton said she ran for her life when she saw the hallway filling with black smoke and heard people screaming, "Get out." Ms. Clayton, age 61, said she groped her way down a darkened hallway, clutching her dog in her arms. The smoke was so thick and black that she couldn't see, but she could tell there were other tenants nearby because she heard their panicked wails and crying. Her dog, Mocha, slipped from her arms in the commotion and was later found dead in the stairwell. The 120-unit building in the Twin Parks Northwest Complex was built in 1973 as a part of a project to build modern, affordable housing in the Bronx. And that's all we've got about the story here. I'm sure we'll find out all sorts of cool reasons why a building from 1973 was still totally up to code and safe to occupy. What else is going on? We don't got a lot of time. Well, don't worry. In Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi was convicted and sentenced to 4 more years in prison. She's going to prison. Her prison sentence extended 4 years. Iran says they won't officially recognize Taliban after Tehran talks. Iran's been in constant contact with the Taliban since its August takeover, but has called for an inclusive government. And so, there we go. Iran's not even on the side of the Taliban. Mali's junta closes borders with ECOWAS states after bloc imposes sanctions. If you don't remember, Mali's been having a junta, a regime change, a coup, and the rest of the economic zone says that that's not cool and has imposed sanctions. And so they said, well, then you can't come play with us either. Bernie Sanders is upset, as you might not know. but Bernie Sanders has called on Democrats to make a major course correction that focuses on fighting for America's working class and standing up to powerful corporate interests. So, he's worked really hard. But, Publius has a point to make in com. Iran is Shiite, Taliban is Sunni, and Saudi is... That's not true. That's not a type of Islam. Anyway, Iran is Shiite Muslim and Taliban is Sunni Muslims. And then them working together is a bit of a hard thing to do. Which is a good point, Publius. Yeah, I think she's going to keep getting. And yeah, Saudis are the allies of the West for sure. Jim Jordan is a congressman. He refuses to cooperate with the January 6th committee. Big surprise there. I have no idea why people would not want to cooperate with this investigation. It's almost like they're involved. The stench of eugenics is at the White House. The World Socialist website has a nice piece about all the eugenics proponents in the White House. It's really scary. And yeah, just it's troubling. We don't have time to talk about it. In Green Bay, 27 people were saved from a floating ice chunk in Wisconsin. At least 27 people were rescued from a floating chunk of ice off Green Bay in Wisconsin on Saturday morning. Many of those who were stranded were ice fishing in the north of Green Bay in the area that's part of Lake Michigan, according to the Brown County Sheriff's Office. No one was injured during the incident. It's been happening a lot lately. A lot of ice chunks are breaking off in the Great Lakes when they used to not. There's more stories, but we're out of time. So thank you so much for listening. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It'll be a blast. Say no to eugenics. It's a bad idea. And yeah, talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. At 19.
7.